Hello, St. Georgians, near and far, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, on day, I don't remember, 213 of our year of the Bible, looking at Isaiah verses 60 through 63, and there is some fun stuff in this, so let me just jump right in. I said before that as we get toward the end of Isaiah, there's a lot of jumping around. Some people think that maybe this is a third section. I'm not particularly concerned about that, whether it is or not, but it jumps around a little bit. With it jumping around, though, there's still some really cool stuff in there. And chapter 60 begins, chapter 60, about sort of the glory of Zion. Now, chapter 60 through 63, Aquinas, for what it's worth, sort of sees as a single section that have to do with a single promise of salvation. And for 60, it's about the way that salvation of the Lord includes prosperity. 61 involves the Spirit of the Lord, and 62 involves the exaltation of Zion, exaltation of Jerusalem as a city. Be that as it may, check this out with chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Now, I don't know if saying rise and shine to people comes from this verse, arise, shine, for your light has come. However, that would be a completely reasonable thing to have happen. More seriously, though, this little poem is included as one of the optional canticles for morning prayer in the Book of Common Prayer, and it's always one that I like coming across. It also is one of those things that gives us sort of the popular conception of Epiphany, because in verse 3, nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. And then later on, at the end of verse 5, the riches of the nations will come, herds of camels will cover your land. And then at the end of verse 6, all from Sheba will come, bearing, ready, gold and incense, and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. What does that sound like? Nations, kings from far away, coming to give glory to God, bringing riches, bringing gold and incense. Sounds like the three wise men to me. Now, sometimes, well, for example, we three kings of Orient are, nowhere in the New Testament does it say that they're kings. It says that they're magi, sort of wise men, sorcerers, magicians. The tradition of them being kings comes from this prophecy of Isaiah. The gold and the incense is here and then shows up in the New Testament as well. So there you are. I think that's kind of fun. And later on in verse 8:5, bring your children from afar with their silver and gold to the honor of the Lord your God. One of the things, so we're talking here about the, again, what Jerusalem is going to be like. Remember, he's speaking to people who are exiled in Babylon, making a promise of what it's going to be like when they get back from Babylon and they're restored. And of course, we read it not only as that, but as about the coming exaltation of the new Jerusalem. And it says in verse 11, your gates will always be open by day or night. They will never be shut, so that the people may bring you the wealth of the nations, their kings led in triumphal procession. It appears that Adam Smith's book, The Wealth of the Nations, sort of the big economics text par excellence for the modern economy, comes from this, the wealth of the nations. It is also something that in Revelation is reflected. In Revelation, they've got the gates of the New Jerusalem are always open because, now, why do you close gates? You close gates because, for safety. But here, you don't have to worry about safety because the New Jerusalem is, you know, victorious over the world. And you don't have to keep them, and you don't have to close them, because people are constantly bringing riches to you, bringing riches into Jerusalem, which is kind of lovely. Hold on one second.
Shay, come.
So it gets the children of your, down in 14, the children of your oppressors will come bowing before you. So imagine saying that to people, to the Jews there in Babylon, you know, being kept there against their will at this point. And they're saying, yes, one day the Babylonians' children will come and bow down before you. Your victory will be, so, you know, you won't just escape, you know, the way that you escaped from Egypt, but rather your victory is going to be so complete that the children of the Babylonians are going to come and bow down before you, which is pretty cool.